Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
God's Word is a light to the dark path, living water for the thirsty soul, strength to the weary, salvation and hope to the lost, healing to the sick. Listen to Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempah as he gives clear and straightforward answers to the Word of God, refreshing your soul with impactful teachings of the Bible. Dr. Kojo Bempah is the senior pastor and visionary of Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, an anointed, energetic, and practical teacher, passionate about winning the lost for Christ through God's Word. You're welcome to today's message. Listen and be blessed.
Pray without ceasing for supernatural manifestation. Shall we give a mighty clap offering unto Jesus, the owner and builder of the church? And let's appreciate our Father and Mother. The Lord had been gracious to Holy Hill, and through the hands of our Father, we have some great testimonies here. And I believe strongly that you are next in line to share your testimony. Hallelujah. So, Sister Grace says, consciousness regained after 9 days through the anointing oil. One day in October 2024, my sister-in-law called to tell me that my brother had been rushed to the hospital because he was feeling feverish and complained of stomach pains. When he got to the hospital, his breath ceased, so he had to be placed on oxygen. They reside in Nigeria, so I asked for his picture to be sent to me to use as a point of contact for prayers. Now, as part of the preparations towards the 2024 Higher Life Breakfast meeting, that day led us to fast and pray. So anytime I was praying, I declared healing on his picture. After preaching during the breakfast meeting, Daddy led us to anoint ourselves. I anointed my brother's picture and declared that distance was not a barrier and that God should perfect what he had started. Afterwards, Daddy called for instant testimonies. All that while, I was holding my phone and asking God to give me good news. People of God, within 15 minutes, I had a call from my sister-in-law that my brother, who was in a coma for 9 days, had regained consciousness. He says, I am so grateful to the God of Dr. Bempah for not allowing our enemies to triumph over us. And our enemies will not triumph over us in Jesus' name. He says, indeed, Jesus is Lord. Shall we appreciate God once again for this great, great, great miracle? Our second documented testimony is from Brother Daniel. He says, healed of leg pains through the anointing oil. I was on my bed on Thursday, 17th October 2024, sharing the word of God to one of my roommates when I suddenly started feeling very severe pains in my legs. Now, this pain persisted for about 4 hours. Remembering my position in Christ, I started declaring that sickness was not my portion. I took my bottle of anointing oil, which Daddy had blessed during the 21 days prayer and fasting in January 2024, and applied some on my leg. Praise the Lord. Instantly, the pain supernaturally disappeared. And I want to give God all the glory for what he has done in my life. Please appreciate God for this great healing. And another powerful testimony from Sister Sarah is this. Pain in the leg supernaturally healed. My six-year-old boy had a testimony while we were watching the 2024 Higher Life Breakfast meeting online. He had been complaining of pains in his right leg for more than 2 weeks. During the application of oil, as instructed by Daddy, he started jumping and shouting, "Mommy, God has healed me." People of God, since that day to date, he has no complaint of pain in the leg. Indeed, Jesus has healed my boy. Give a mighty clap unto Jesus for this great intervention. Brother Daniel once again says, "Save in an accident." On my way home for vacation on Friday, 13 September 2024, the bus I boarded almost collided with another bus in front of us. Now, since it did not happen, I did not think much of it. Not long after that, two cars clashed behind us, and the one right behind ours hit us from the back. Thankfully, although the two cars had their glasses and some parts damaged, nothing happened to our car. And it could have been disastrous, but the Lord delivered us from this fatal accident. Please give thanks to God for this deliverance, and God shall deliver you as well from an accident. And our final testimony is from Brother Daniel, who says, "Soul winning prevents theft." This is very interesting. While sitting by the roadside one day in August 2024, a man came to sit beside me. I stood up to go, but he called me back. And from his mannerisms, it seemed he wanted to take my phone. Now, before I realized, I was sharing the word of God with him. And by the grace of God, he was convicted as a result of the word that I was sharing. Please appreciate God. The word is powerful, the word works. Brother Daniel says, his attention shifted from my phone and there was repentance. I want to give God the glory for giving me the boldness to share his word, which prevented this man from stealing from me. I'm grateful. Please give a mighty clap once again for all these great testimonies that the Lord has given us, and the Lord will favor us tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, Lord, we're in need of you. Come purify our passions, God. Yeah, Lord, come and make us new. We are standing here before you, God, just the way we are. Please take away our weakness, yeah, and let my soul get. You are brooding over every darkness. You are calling. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing the light to shine from darkness. Sing, precious Holy Spirit. Take away our weakness.
Lift your voice in the Holy Ghost. Rabala katoska belekatoska. Abale mamo shabara katoska. Eba katoska belekatoska. Karusha beli madoska. Abu belekatoska. Kadabo shabara katoska. Worship him in the Holy Ghost. Worship him in the Holy Ghost. Rababo shabara. Aya baraka na sifala e bande boko saka e rapa baba la gato saka baba e rapa saka baba gato saka araba suka dela.
Now tonight we are going to be looking at a very very important topic on the wisdom series. We are looking at wisdom for exploit of creativity. In other words, the wisdom of creativity. You see, in the Bible, we are called to create solutions. God has called us to be creators of solutions. And so, by this wisdom of God, there must be creativity in every believer. There is no issue we say it has no solution. Knowing God is your access to a world of exploit. Daniel 11:32, what does he say? He said, the people that do know their God, they shall be strong. And they will do what? They will do exploit. The word exploit means extraordinary accomplishment. Things that are above and beyond. When they know God, they will do exploit. Exploit is a product of divine wisdom. Not anybody can do exploit. But when the wisdom of God is impacted into you, you begin to do exploit. Mark 6:2. When they saw Jesus, the things he was doing, the Bible said, and when the Sabbath day had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? What wisdom is this which is given to him? We learned that wisdom is a gift. That's why you have to pray for it. You don't go to school for it. What wisdom is given to him that such mighty works? Mighty works, not common works. Mighty works are performed by his hands. This year 2025, no more ordinary achievement in your life. What wisdom is this? The problem of the church is lack of understanding. What wisdom? When they saw Jesus, what wisdom is given to him? So when divine wisdom is at work in a person, his results are not common. Extraordinary accomplishment becomes the order of his life. The Bible tells us Jesus was full of wisdom. He did impossible things that baffled doctors and university professors up to today. In Luke 2:52, we learn. Luke 2:52. It says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and in favor with men. We look at that on Sunday. But he was full of wisdom. He was full of the ways of God, the knowledge of God. And as he put that knowledge to practice, wisdom is the right application of knowledge, he began to achieve mighty results. John 3, 1 and 2. Nicodemus, a professor of law, came to Jesus. When he saw him, he said, Rabbi, no one can do this thing that thou doest. It means they were not common. Except the Lord be with him. No one can do this thing. Very soon they will look at you and exclaim the same way. No one can do this thing except the Lord be with him. So we understand that Jesus operated in wisdom, said that he was unbeatable in understanding. These things are not written for history. They are written for us to duplicate them, to copy them. They are written so we see the same effect in our life. From tonight, ordinary life is over in your life. Luke 2, 46 and 47. Little boy, 12 years old, went to the temple. Now, it was so, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. 47. And the scripture said, and all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. When they heard that 12-year-old boy, by the wisdom deposit, they were astonished, they were amazed, they were perplexed, they were flabbergasted. My God, what kind of small boy is this? They were surprised at his understanding. Now, this word understanding is the word philosis. It means surpassing intelligence. The man's intelligence was above Legon and Kane University, above Harvard, Oxford. They were perplexed. They were surprised by his intelligence. From tonight, when you step into that office, when you open your mouth at the board meeting and you speak, they will be surprised about your surpassing intelligence. Let the enemy be somebody looking for something in the house of God. How many are ready to move in surpassing intelligence? Surpassing intelligence in your workplace, as a student, as a pastor. Everything you are doing, you need surpassing intelligence at the age of 12. We are too old, 65. 45, nothing to show. 35, you are holding certificate around, no job. You can't create one. Because we've not taken time to find out what is embedded in us in salvation. Salvation has loaded you too much. It is impossible for a saved man to fail. But what is the problem? For lack of knowledge. So, we understand that the child of God possesses surpassing intelligence. We understand that wisdom belongs to God's children. Those who know God have access to divine wisdom. Matthew 11, 19. They have access. I can't be foolish. I can't take foolish decisions. They have access to surpassing intelligence. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, look, a glutton and a wine barber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. In other words, no matter what you say about me, when you see my results, you know where I'm coming from. My height is not important. The English I speak is not important. Where I come from is not important. The car I drive is not important. When you see my results, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare over your life, from today, wherever you go, they will know you are a child of wisdom. So knowing Jesus is getting wisdom, because Jesus is the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24. He is the wisdom and the power. You can't be a fool sitting in the house of God. We don't have to even use that word here. But whatever you don't know, you lose it. Whatever you don't know, the devil steals from you. 1 Corinthians 1:24. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power and the wisdom of God. So when you receive Jesus, you have received wisdom. All you need is to activate it. Let it be activated. There are people here this year, 2024, you catch many awards. I say you will catch many awards. The wisdom of God will come at display. It will display. And no one can do exploit except the wisdom of God comes to work. Wisdom is the key to exploit. 1 Corinthians 2, 6-10. Now follow me carefully as I read the scripture. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory. So when you start manifesting wisdom, your life becomes glorious. Which none of the rulers of this age know. So the wisdom we are talking about is not in the classroom. It's not among the politicians. My God. It's not in Harvard or Oxford. Which none of the rulers of this age. They are educated in major schools around the world, but this wisdom is not at their level. For had they known, the witches don't know, principalities don't know, Satan doesn't know, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The wisdom of God was that when you kill one, When one is sacrificed, it multiplies. But in the world, you have to keep one and add and add. So when they were crucifying Jesus, they said, we have finished his sons. But they didn't know that by killing one, they were going to multiply. And today there are billions of Christians around the world. It was a hidden wisdom the foolish devil didn't know. And that is the same principle of giving. When you are giving, people say, whatever, he's giving his money to pastor. No, don't let the devil fool you. When you are giving, you are sowing. And when you sow, it multiplies 100-fold, 30-fold, 60-fold. For every sower in the house of God, by the wisdom of God, I decree divine prosperity upon your family in the name of Jesus. It's wisdom. You want more, they say, give what you have. It's not in the classroom. They don't teach that in the class. You can't find that in the university. It's not part of the accounting principles. It is wisdom from above. In this last days, those that will use only intellectualism, you can't sit up. Those that will use diabolic wisdom, you can't sit up. He said there is a way that the eyes of the falcon have not seen. The vulture cannot see. The eagle doesn't know. It's not found among the living. Job 28. It talks about this special wisdom given only to the church. Giving only to the... I can tell people fail. I can tell people not do well. We've not paid attention that God has given us special wisdom. We all want to operate common sense, intellectual wisdom. Man of God, I've gone to school. My friend, in the Bible, there were people who never stepped into classroom. They shook their word for Jesus. But you have classroom plus divine wisdom. I declare double shaking, double shaking, double shaking. Now look at what it is. But as it is written, this wisdom... I have not seen. It's not outside. It's not on Facebook. Nor here. Neither has it entered into the heart of man. The things that God has prepared for those who love him. With me, they are hidden things. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to God. And anytime he talks about secret things, he's talking about divine wisdom. There are methods and strategies hidden from the schools. But God has redeemed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, deep things of God. Lift your hand and say, Lord, take me into the deep. Take me into the deep. Take me into the deep. Right now, if you are dealing with any problem and you don't know what to do, before I finish this preaching, God will take you into the deep. And you are going to receive solution from the deep. Somebody shout, deeper, deeper. That's why sometimes when you see a prophet prophesying, people are mesmerized. He's downloading stuff from divine archives. How did you know that? God knows everything. The deep belongs to him. From tonight, you are going to walk in the deep. In the deep. In the deep. So, this wisdom is the key to exploit. You cannot do exploit without access to supernatural wisdom. So, God wants to display his wisdom through the church. Through the church. Now, that's one thing you have to understand. Now, let's go to Ephesians 3:10. I want you to see this scripture. In this last day, the church will do things politicians can try. If a church builds a hospital, it's the best. If they build a school, it's the best. Everything, best, best. You know why? Divine wisdom. In this last day, look at where exploit will be. It said, to the intent that now, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church. People are playing choco with their church. They will see fire in this last day. All the institutions will bow to extraordinary accomplishments in the church. No institution has built three universities. But my father Oedipo has built three at a stretch. And he's not begging anybody for money. Manifold wisdom of God. Put your hands together for the Lord. Manifold wisdom of God. Do everybody want to take the children to mission schools? Why? The out of the mission ones are spoiling like spoiled milk. But the one underlined by the wisdom of God. You know, that's how when I look at you, I see hope. I say, I see hope. I say, I see hope. He said, this wisdom will be made known by the church. Now look at it. To principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Even demons will look at your results. They will open their mouth. Demons and devils. They will say, is it not this girl that when he was born, they said she is useless, she will become nothing. When they see you breaking record from level to level, I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, this year by the wisdom of God, your results will baffle demons and principalities and witches and wizards. But if you are not part of the church, forget. It will be known by the church. The last day glory of God is in the church. It's in the church. That's why the devil will make sure people won't go to church. Isaiah 2:2, when in the last day, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted. What are you talking about? In this last day, everything beautiful will be in the church. Everything glorious will be in the church. Money will be in the church. Intellectuals will be in the church. Presidents will be in the church. The best of the best of the best of everything will be in the church. Give the Lord a glorious shout in this place. Huh? The last day church is going to manifest supernatural wisdom. They will display it. When they see them passing, they say, get ready, you are the one I'm talking about. You are about to break record in that school. You are about to break record in that business. You are about to turn something little into thousand. And somebody say, man of God, what is going to happen for that to happen? I will show you very soon. Now, because there's going to be a manifestation of supernatural wisdom for exploit in the church, everybody must crave for wisdom. Remove some of your prayer points and write, give me wisdom. People have written nonsense on their prayer card. I need extra way. Cancel that one. Kill my enemies. Cancel that one. Lord, give me wisdom. Solomon was so wise that nobody didn't try to become his enemy. He had no enemy anywhere. By the wisdom of God. By the wisdom of God. Even wars and battles are fought with strategies. When you are wise, nobody fights you. Father, I need your wisdom. Let's crave for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Because the Bible says it is the principal thing. It is the Father, in the name of Jesus, today as I wake up, Lord, let wisdom flow. As I'm going to my way, show me wisdom. Let's change our prayer point. The last day church will rule and reign by wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Now, what is it about wisdom that is going to put the church on top? Everybody say this word. Say creativity. No, I didn't hear all of you. Say creativity. One of the major exploits of wisdom is that it creates solutions. It creates. The word creativity is the word inventiveness. To invent. Wisdom creates things that bring solutions to problems and answers to questions. Proverbs 8:12, talking about the nature of wisdom. It said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. Go to Old King James. I find out knowledge of witty invention. That's the word used. Witty invention. Ability to create solutions where there are no solutions. Proverbs 8:12. Put it in the Amplifier. When wisdom comes, solutions are created. I, godly wisdom, reside with prudence, good judgment, and moral courage, and astute common sense. And I find knowledge and discretion. Put it in the NIV. Witty invention. I create. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence and possess knowledge and discretion. Knowledge that solves problems. When I hit the point, I hit it with accuracy. Give it PTP. For I am wisdom. I am shrewd and intelligent. Wisdom introducing himself. I have at my disposal living understanding to devise a plan for your life. Clap your hands for the Lord. Witty inventions. So when wisdom comes, nobody can push you in a corner. Every mountain is levelable by wisdom. Every valley is liftable by wisdom. There is nothing like, this problem has no cure. No, mono. Wisdom produces creativity. So I'm going to run you through some 21st century and 20th century men who were in the church, who brought creativity to solve problems. The first one I'm looking at is A.L. Williams. A.L. Williams. A.L. Williams was a football coach. And one day was in church, Job 32:8. It hit him. Bam! But there is a spirit in man. And the breath of the Almighty give him understanding. So as I'm preaching, God is breathing on the minds of people. On the minds of people. The King James says, and the inspiration of the Almighty. There is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty give them understanding, surpassing intelligence. A.L. William jumped out of the class. He started an insurance business. Coach to insurance. There is no relationship. The Lord gave him some direction. Bam! Go in this direction. The business started in 1977. By 1987, 10 years, he has employed 180,000 workers. As a coach, how many people do you have on the football field? 12 or 22? Wisdom hit them. Pass. And by the year 1987, he sold insurance $81 million. It's not today. 87. A.L. Simpson. He was in church. They used to call him human dynamo. He was exploding everywhere. Can I pray for somebody here today? I don't know what you are doing, but as I'm preaching, I see the Holy Ghost hitting people. Pa, 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 pa. I see your mind opening for creativity. Some of you jump out of the mount of wisdom and start a new business. Kai. And suddenly we see $1 million, bam. $2 million, bam. $3 million, bam. Suddenly the one who has no workers now and an employer of labor. Am I talking to somebody who is jumping out of the church to shake the world? So when you are in church, get ready for the spirit to brood on your mind. For you to do what you have never thought. What's the relationship between football coaching and insurance? But the Holy Ghost, creativity. The second person we look at is Michael Faraday. Michael Faraday. Michael Faraday had only primary school education. But he encountered Jesus in the laboratory as a laboratory assistant. And in no time, divine wisdom set forth. Now, one thing about Michael Faraday's story is that he started as he was printing, like a printing shop. And then one day, Humphrey Davis came and he said, oh, my assistant has just gone and I need somebody. And so he decided to, after every day after printing, he will go to that shop, which is a scientific shop. What about somebody working in Newtown, printing? Got to do with science. But Faraday, wisdom began to set forth. By the age of 44, as a lab technician, not going to scientific school, he was recognized as the leading man of science without going to Kane University. Hey! The Holy Ghost. Pyah! Now you open titration, he understands. Calcium, phosphate, he understands. Just standing there watching. And ladies and gentlemen, he became one of the inventors of electricity. Put your hands together for the Lord. In church. That church is not for foolish people. He was an inventor of electricity. Proverbs 8:12. I, wisdom, dwell with witty invention. How do you explain a bookbinder becoming a leading man in science without attending any medical school? The wisdom of God. Today, in every scientific laboratory, Michael Faraday. The wisdom of God. Brock Creativity. The next person we look at is R.J. Letoroni, a Frenchman. He was a roadside mechanic like Bogenizer. Bogenizer! No JSS, like many of us have a lot of degrees. At the age of 44, he went bankrupt. He started again. And by the wisdom of God, he developed a digger. You know, those days, they use horses to carry. Let us say somebody is burdened in East Legon. When they dig the ground, a horse will carry. How tedious and how long it will be. But this Frenchman developed a digger that could carry 200 tons of sand. And it didn't end there. He continued to earth moving machines. He didn't move to a place that he was operating this bunker type of whatever. By the time he died, he had built a scientific university. No school. Look at the plenty school we have attended. We laid too much emphasis on intellectualism, and we have left supernatural wisdom, which is supposed to give the church advantage. Look at the roadside organizer. Look at a car type bigger than himself. He created most of the earth moving machines they used in the Second World War. This Coloco Roman, by the wisdom of God. And look at what he said. He said, I am just a mechanic whom the Lord has blessed. Very soon you will point at yourself and say, I am just a fisherman's son who the Lord has blessed. I declare the blessing of wisdom on everybody here. The blessing of wisdom. I am just a mechanic whom the Lord has blessed. But I am in active relationship with God. Are you in active relationship? I am a searcher out of things that I know not. I am a seeker of life from heaven. Therefore, there is no limit to what can be achieved in my life. I prophesy over your life. There is no limit to what God can do in your life. Somebody shout, there is no limit. This is simply divine wisdom at work. I see some 30-year-old girls here. In 5 years' time, you employ 200 people in your own enterprise. I see some of the people working for people, they are paying you some peanuts. When you enter this building and you go out, suddenly something will enter your brain. You are going to start 5 companies by the end of this year. Who can receive that prophetic word? 5 new companies by the end of this year. Take it in the name of Jesus. 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 Take it. Some of you, God will appear to you in a dream and show you what to do. Your life is too precious to be using it for experiments. Supernatural wisdom. Ordinary man. Ordinary man. Finally, we look at Sir Jim Simpson. This man discovered chloroform. Chloroform is the medicine they use on you so you sleep during operation. But before Simpson discovered chloroform, there was none like that. He entered medical school at 18, finished at 21. Now look at what happened. His first day, those of you when you see problems, you complain. Listen to me. Whatever you complain about, God has ordained you to solve it. Stop talking. Simpson went to the operation theater and the professors were operating on somebody. And you know how they used to do it, say fast. They hold you. Some people hold your leg. Some people hold your head. Some people, they hold you to the table. And the surgeon will not plunge the knife. And they use a bowl to collect the blood. And they said it was very terrifying. Some people screamed to the point of death. When he left, he said, no. No. There must be a solution. There must be a solution. There must be a solution. So he began to find out what can be done. He and his 3 friends. Searching. Then one day, he chanced upon chloroform. He brought it, he dropped it for a few days. He didn't say, destiny, it's not going to work. And the Holy Ghost said, it's going to work. He used it on himself. He sniffed a few times, he started dancing around. Fell down, boom. He tested the other doctor.
Doctor was laughing uncontrollably. He went into stupor, pam. He caught the third doctor. He said that he was jumping all over the place. He fell down, boom. He said, the thing is going to work. They discovered. And so Simpson now brought it to an operation theater. A woman was going to give birth. And when they gave the anesthetic to the woman fell asleep. The operation was so cool and smooth. When the woman woke up, he said, this my baby girl will be called Anastasia. So that name that you people have been shouting came out of the anesthetic that was used to reduce. And this Simpson man was a believer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, from today, wherever your grandfather used to struggle, your mother used to struggle, your boss used to struggle, God will give you special insight, creativity. If I'm talking to you, let your aiming be a creative one. This man is the reason why today, when they are operating on anybody, he doesn't feel the pain. Like the way they will grab some of you. And many people used to die through the operation because, Charlie, imagine it. You want to put some fat at your buttocks, and they catch you like they slash. A woman is going to give birth. You grab the woman with that protrude egg. Some will bleed to death. Many people bleed to death. A man of God show up. And creativity. To that, I stretch my hands in your direction. You are going to become a solution to many problems. A solution. Let your amen be bigger. I said, a solution. Somebody will name his child after your creativity. So wherever wisdom is at work, solutions are created. Joseph created solution for a severe famine in Egypt. Genesis 41, 32 to 40. Let's look at it. Pray for wisdom. Pray for it. All this, I don't have anything to do. It won't happen. There's always something to do. Even in the job you already do, Lord, make me creative. Give me other ways of doing the same thing. Principles remain the same, but methods can change for enhancement. What your boss gave you to do, do it extra. When they come and they get surprised, they'll promote you. Father, from today, let creativity. Let creativity. Music minister, creativity. Every day you are singing somebody's song and jumping. When will we sing your song? Creativity. Mr. Kantam, creativity. Somebody made you a manager. The same old. Creativity. Church leaders, creativity. Business owners, creativity. 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 But I see individuals rising up from this congregation and they will do exploit. Tap your neighbor and say, you are going to do exploit. Now, Joseph is talking to Pharaoh. Look at what he says. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice because the thing is established by God. And God will surely, shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore, he's not going to prescribe solution. Let Pharaoh select a discerning and a wise man. Set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this. And let him appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the seven plentiful. This is Joseph himself, a prisoner, prescribing an agricultural strategy to save a whole nation by the wisdom of God. And let them gather all the food of those years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh and let them keep food in the cities. Then the food shall be as a reserve for the land for 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servant, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom the spirit of God... You see, Pharaoh, an unbeliever, could decipher that this solution is not classroom solution. This thing that this guy is saying, We can't find it in the Agricultural Institute of Egypt. The University of Ramesses doesn't have it. He said, in whom the spirit of the law. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and as wise. Look at that word, wise. Wise. Like you. You shall be over my house. And all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne. I see somebody about to be promoted this month. I see something is about to lift you higher and higher and higher. Somebody shall, Lord, give me wisdom. And finally, how do you shape in your mind for creativity? The central operation point of divine wisdom and creativity is your mind. It brews over your mind. There are people here, they say, as we were talking, something hit our brain. Suddenly, from FFF, they started getting A. What is happening? Creativity has touched their mind. I met a guy in Takoradi. I wasn't even preaching about this thing. I went there with Kuka for whatever. This guy has failed his papers and whatever. Suddenly, as we left the meeting, they said, now this is your new result. He got first class straight. From last class to first class. Today, any last class human being listening to me, by the power of creativity, I see you promoted to the top. Lay your hands on your head and say, Lord, let this brain bring solution. Say, I'm tired at this level. I am tired at operating this level. How to shape in your mind for creativity? Number one, you must be born again. John 3:3. Unless a man is born again, he cannot assess the things of the kingdom. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4 says what? Nicodemus said to him, how can I be born when I'm old? Can I enter the second time? He said, no, Nico, that's not what we are talking about. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom and assess the inheritance of the kingdom. So being born again, renew your dead mind. Every unbeliever has a dead mind, no matter how bright they are. If you are an unbeliever, your mind is dead as far as God is concerned. That's why you don't appreciate spiritual things. Your mind is dead. The highest form of bonwalism is when somebody doesn't understand spiritual things. You say, how can the little blood of Jesus save all of us? He says, professor, we're born. That's the highest form. The mind is dead. And so that dead mind comes alive when you become born again. 1 Corinthians 2:16 said, we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. I speak to every holy healer. You are going to operate at the higher level of the mind of Christ. And let me hear, amen. Wisdom is for creativity. You see, what you are doing, you can do it better than the way you are doing it. God's ways are infinite. Beyond the books, there is still knowledge. Now you cry. Ask God, James 1:5. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. The way you are selling tomatoes, nobody is buying. Ask God, show me another strategy. You go and sit in the shop, the whole day nobody comes. You have bound the devil enough. Ask for wisdom. Wherever you go, they sack you. You work for 2 weeks, they are sacking you. Maybe your face is not nice. That's the wisdom you need. You have to be laughing. Go and practice laughter. Your face is sucking people. If any lack wisdom, let him ask. Wherever things are not working, there is a wisdom problem. Ask God to grant you wisdom for creativity. 1 Kings 3:9. Solomon asked God for wisdom. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge the people, that I may discern between evil. The word used there, give me a wise heart, an understanding heart. And we said understanding means surpassing intelligence. Number 3, read the Bible. Read. I've seen many people, just by reading the Bible, something entered their brain. You see, the Bible's words are God's words. They are words of the Holy Ghost. When they enter you, you think differently. Read the word. Psalm 119 verse 18. It says, open my eyes, I will see wonderful things out of thy word. So there are wonders in the word. Have you seen it? Wondrous things. As you read, pa, 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 pew, the Holy Ghost show you something. Then, creativity. Open thou my eye, that I may see wonderful things. Things that men will look and they will wonder. So the book is not full of letters. It's full of wonders. Verse 98. He said, you through your commandment have made me wiser. So, reading your Bible brings creativity, makes you wise than my enemies, for they are ever with me. The next verse says, I'm even wiser than my teachers. Hi! Read the Bible. The legend evangelist, Papa Billy Graham, said every day, I read 2 verses in the book of Psalms. In the whole chapter of Proverbs, every day I read 1 chapter of Proverbs. I read the Psalms to inspire myself, Proverbs to increase my wisdom, how to deal with men. Billy Graham said he read 1 chapter of the book of Proverbs every day. You see why our wisdom is not working? We are reading social media. And when you read, Eji, Aya, Eji, Aya, Kwasi Ebi Chemu, Aya, Hey, Ngofoni Ewiki Do, Hey, Ewiasinyo, Hey. And these days they are wicked. They can bring some nyama nyama things. They bring some animals that don't exist in God's realm. A snake with 6 heads. These things don't exist. These are demonic things. They bring something out of the sea, some human being with some nyama nyama things, to deaden your brains. But anytime you read your Bible, your mind comes alive. Tonight, every dead brain here, I commanded, come alive in the name of Jesus. At the time you finish watching pornography, how can your mind work? How can your mind work? Mr. Pono, how can your mind work? People are making millions. You are just learning how to sleep with a lady. Nonsense. Nonsense. So watch out for that phone that you are holding. The devil is today using the phone to deaden people's brains. Our children don't study anymore. Well, he knows that your brain will never advance using this kind of things. I see deliverance coming to everybody here. Tap your friend and say, read, 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 read. Number 3, read books. Books. Revive your mind. Daniel 9:2, he said, I understood by the books. Come to my bedroom, I have a chair there. In front of me is a table. Books loaded everywhere. When I sit down, I'm reading something. The books are loaded in heaps and bounds. When I go out, I come, my wife will rearrange them. Reading. What do we find in your bedroom? Apple. Chocomilo box. Atuan. Mort, one side of the bed. Mortar gin is another side. As soon as you wake up, you are eating. Christians are not doing well today. We don't like reading. Even books, that are, the books in this church are the cheapest. That book we give to people 20s, you go to somewhere 200. But there are people here, they don't have even one book from here. When they say, the book, book, okay, book, okay, book, okay. You put the money in his pocket, get outside, buy Indomie, mix it with sardines, mix it with chibom, mix it with whatever, pork, and settle down and flush it out. The next day he goes to the toilet, his mind is not improved. Poverty increase day by day. You can't go further than what you know. I read book every day. Anybody here that anytime we call you, you pick your phone, you have a major problem. Anytime we call you, you are online. You have a major problem, which is a sickness. and you are not working at MTM too. Every day. When will you read? So many potentials are dying. Melonians are dying as puppets. Because what God wants to show them in a book is concealed. Since you finished school, 1988, you have not read one another book. Everybody who writes books is a reader. The last Thursday we launched our last book, what makes it 33 books. Where do you get that knowledge to write those 33 books? If every day, ahow, ake, achumo, acheke. Books boost understanding. Read what I've written there. What did I say? Please read this thing now. So if you don't read, no matter, your understanding will not be boosted. Today, there is no church platform they don't invite me in Ghana here. You know why? Because Revelation chapter 10 says that, and I saw an angel. And this angel raised his hands and he put one leg on the sea and one leg on the land. And he said there was a little book in his hands. And he said, take this book and read. It will be bitter in your mouth, but sweeter to your soul. He said, and I took it and I read it. And he said, now you can minister to nations. Do you know what it means? When your knowledge gets to a certain point, nations are open to you. Nations are. Me, if I want to travel, you will not see me 1 week here. Nations are open to you. Some of you, the little business you started, even Aboblochi, have not heard you. No knowledge. I care. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I push every holy healer into the international market. Into the international market. Where are the students? Receive your scholarship international. You are going to sit in a classroom. My lady who was playing keyboard here, today is in a school in New York. The only black girl. And she's number one in the school. The only black girl. Another of my little girls, last Sunday, he said that there is another competition in Japan. He's representing Ghana. We are not playing games here. Everybody here with a dead brain. I command the brain. Wake up. Can I hear amen here? Amen. If we are playing games, who will come and call you? Whatever. I'm preaching agriculture. What do you know? Read other books. Books will boost your understanding. And when understanding is boosted, destiny is booted up. Say that. Don't say you didn't go to school, my friend. I'm not talking about school. I say read books. Self-educate yourself. There is a deposit of wisdom, but you need to activate it. I saw one of my sons, he's a soldier. And I asked him, what kind of gun is there? He said, M16. And I said, I want to see the bullets inside. He cried. And he brought them out. I said, how many? He said, 32 inside. And I said, how does it explode? He said, the closer the object, the more the hit. I said, The closer the bush, the more the hit of wisdom. We have a bookshop. Buy the book. Read. Okay, me, you don't like me. Papoy Depot's books are there. Bishop, that books are there. What is your problem? Books of all kinds. Some of you want to enter into marriage only with your feelings. Your head empty, zero. You go, your husband is sleeping on the bed. Sorry, na min to mempa. Sorry. One, two, pan and sanya bedas. William Shay. Do light soup. The light soup is in Katikoto. All the things are jumping inside. But when we look at you, beautiful. Your nose, fine. Eye, day. Make a zoom. Shape, intercontinental. Character, zero. Knowledge, zero. We are going to have a mega wedding and a mega falling. I've not read one book on marriage. With that empty brain, you are going to marry. The devil doesn't need to come to your house. You have already brought him there. For lack of knowledge, my people perish.
Read! I've read every book that Papa Oyedepo wrote.
Sometimes when I see writers, they want to give me bishop. I say, listen. I read all the book before you joined the church. The book you are talking about is in my house. So what are you trying to sell to me? Number four.
This year, every holy healer will create something. Will create a new business. I don't work. Tomorrow morning, you will start a new business.
Inspiration. This is where my real message is. So I'm about to preach.
Inspiration. Say inspiration.
By praise and worship. Now listen to me. You'll be surprised. Those who sink, they have their brain fertilized. Singing brings inspiration. Scientifically, there are certain things in your body that need to pump into the brain to fertilize. They never work until you are happy.
Wow.
That's why when you see a wicked man's face, run. Nothing good is about to happen.
No music.
Wicked people don't sing. Job 32 verse 8 from the Amplifier. I am not a chorister. I'm not saying join the choir. I say sing. If you want your brain to work, sing. Be an excited person. But there is a vital force and a spirit of intelligence in a man. Look at it. And the breath of the Almighty give them understanding. Ruach. When does the spirit move? When worship. God moves through worship. So when he says the breath of the Almighty, when the spirit is moving, spirit moving over me. You see, when we were worshiping, did you feel the move of the spirit? That's how it flashes through your brain. Through singing, the mind of your spirit receives illumination from heaven, and that empowers you for creativity. Now, your mind has a spirit. Ephesians 4:23. Follow me. We are moving from the unknown to the known. And be renewing the spirit of your mind. So your mind has a spirit. Look at it. So the mind is not flesh or physical like scientific people are teaching. There is a spirit behind your mind. When that spirit is activated, there's nothing this mind cannot grasp. So inspiration is actually sinspiration. The more happier you are, when the slave queens want to collect a man's money, they know what to do now. They make the old man happy. He say, what are they do? Can your wife do? The foolish man say, no. Can he massage you like this? Foolish man say, no. Is his food sweeter? Every humanizer is always telling his girlfriend his wife food is not good. Number two, my wife is giving me problems. Every humanizer, and the ladies too, they believe. When they are telling them their sister is giving problems, they believe it. And the man will just sign. Before he see, Ghana Hospital money has entered. Whatever. Polyclinic is gone. The girl has taken polyclinic to Dubai to go and do shopping. He massaged the man well. Inspiration. Listen, when you wake up, take time to sing. Number two, learn how to say praise the Lord many times. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. By the time you are quiet for a long time, my friend, your brain is going to choke. When you come to church, we are worshiping, lift your hands. Don't stand there. The old man or man, he said, we went from song to song. And any time he's singing, he will say, those of you who know how to dance, I'll give everybody 10,000 naira. And then when he finished, he said, those who don't dance are proud. One of the signs of pride is non-dancing in church. God said, you begin to feel that you are important. So when people are doing like, me, minister for executives, I don't do that. And God cannot handle people who are full of pride. He resists them. This year, I see creativity. Some of you are going to create your own product, your own product. Some of you, by the wisdom of God, you are going to start a school. Some of you are going to build companies. Some of you are going to design your own building, your own house. Anywhere things are not moving, when you step there, things are going to move. There will be creativity. Lift your hands and speak in tongues. Sing. Madam wife, don't be moody. You see a Christian, his bathroom, even mosquitoes don't want to enter. Death. Anywhere you see dirty things, the brain is not working. The brain, I can do well one sauce for one month. One singlet for 3 weeks. Why? The bakuda you cook, still soaking. You speak in tongues like Apostle Paul. This is your tongue, it's not correct. When wisdom enters you, one of the things we see is excellence. Say excellence. May I not see any dirty things in your bedroom? Your shoe is here, your this one is here. Now, if you are disorganized like that, how can God use it to build something? Lay your hands on top of your head. Father, give me wisdom for creativity. Wisdom. That's when your husband will give you 200. You can cook a soup that can survive for 7 days. Whatever money you need, though. We don't need money. We need wisdom. Look at this small land. How many buildings are standing on it? Today some pastors came and said, you are building something else. I said, I'm always building. Lift up your hands. Please, I beg you, don't pray for anybody. Oh my God. Don't finish school and start going around looking for a job. Now we are entering into a realm of creativity. Some of you are supposed to employ people. Especially those of you ordained to create. Anywhere you go, may they sack you and sack you and sack you and sack you. Because 200,000 people are waiting for you to employ them. You cannot go and become a cashier anywhere. And tonight I pray anyone ordained to create a job for others, may they sack you tomorrow. You will never get what you are looking for. May the Holy Ghost push you and push you and push you and push you and push you into creativity. I'm not getting a job. God doesn't want you to get a job. God wants you to create jobs. I want you to pray tonight a prayer you have never prayed before. Father, wisdom for creativity. Lay your hands on this, your head. I want you to pray with passion. All these people I show you on the board, they became millionaires. After the invention, millionaires. A football coach, football you just say, student football coach. One idea hit him. Fire. Sing that song and lay one of your hands on your head. Many of you will wake up tomorrow morning a different person. You will wake up tomorrow morning a different person. Very soon the whole Ghana will hear of you. Africa will hear of you. The whole world will hear of you. So begin to pray. Begin to pray. Father, give me wisdom for creativity. Oh, I've not gone to school much. Joseph didn't go to school. But you gave him wisdom. Wisdom to create solutions. I want to be a solution provider. Apaleke tosa. Imbolomo kosehe. I want to be a solution provider. Somebody pray. Pray with passion. All my students. Pray, God. I need intelligence. Wisdom for creativity. Jesus. I don't want to remain like this.
touch my mind, touch my brain. Yeah, take me out of this place. Something new. Oh. 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 There is a place for you in destiny. Oh. Ah. Prove over my brain. Something is happening. Something is happening. Tonight is a special time. Yes. Many inventors are leaving the church. Many creators of joy are going home. And very soon we'll hear. S.
Deuteronomy 34:9. The days when people in church fail is over. Now, Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses has laid his hands. So wisdom is a spirit. It can be impacted. Father, this year, you see results you have never seen in your life before. Those who are saying you are useless, you are about to shock them. Those who are saying nothing good will come out of your life. That's how my life has become. I tell you. My enemies are singing for me. I see angels opening people's brains. And they are saying, you are going to leave this place. You don't need to depend on your husband for survival. Don't you have brains? No. Some women are going to stand up and do things that men can't do. Yes. No one is supposed to depend on somebody. Lift your hands, begin to pray to God. I don't know. Lord, creativity. Give me wisdom that creates solutions. I don't want to be an ordinary person. Father, by this impartation. Now, tonight when you are sleeping, get a pen and paper by you. Some of you, God is going to take you into some realms and show you pictures. You suddenly wake up and you feel like selling a particular thing. Go to the internet, check something. Everyone down is being lifted tonight by the wisdom of creativity. All the men that have this encounter, no one of them ever remained the same. Money is not a problem for you when creativity shows up. Don't pray for money. Father, give me wisdom for creativity. Don't go and sit in that office and do things the same way you have been doing. No. Father, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are here tonight. Your mind is dead. Officer, we are intelligent. Because you are not born again. You have a dead mind. No wonder a student will try to sleep with one girl a day, sharing your blood. Your mind is dead. No matter how intelligent people say you are, my friend, forget. You don't know Jesus? Mental deadness. But tonight, your mind can come alive. Pastor, I want to be born again. Many years ago, I also had such a dead mind, but I gave my life to Jesus. He revived my mind. So I never tasted alcohol in my life. Drugs, no. Girls, backside. So I'm fit like fetal. Hey! My blood pressure like 16-year-old boy. You know what? My mind was working. I'm able to separate from bad and evil. He said, wisdom will let you be able to differentiate between that which is good and that which is bad. Anyone who can't differentiate between bad and evil, mind dead. He can kill you MP or MPP kill. It doesn't mean anything to God. Ladies and gentlemen, you are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Tonight, I want my life to come alive. Stand on your feet. You must be born again. You must be born again. Some of you used to go to church. You stop. You are now a backslider. For a long time, you want to say, Jesus, revive me. If you belong to any of these categories, stand up. You want your life to be revived. You want to be born again for the first time. Boy, I like the way you stood up. If you are coming, come. Don't sit in that dead situation. You can be a beautiful girl, but your brains are dead. Unless a man is born again. Come and give your life to Jesus. Come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My brothers, lift your hands. This is why we are telling us, go and win souls. All these people walking outside flexing their muscles are dead as far as God is concerned. I have come that they might have life. They don't have life. They don't have life. They have the life of animals, but not the life of God. Oh Lord, have mercy. My two brothers, lift your mouth and say, Jesus, we come to you tonight. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on my soul. I repent of all my sins. Wash away my sins by your blood. I open my heart. Come into my heart. Lord, write my name in the book of life. Jesus, I want you in my heart. I'm saved. I'm born again. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Dr. Kwadwo Boateng-Mbempa. We believe your needs were met and every word will keep you in closer fellowship with the Holy Spirit. To further boost your finances, love for souls, the word, and most importantly, your faith, find us on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and X by searching Holy Hill Chapel AG.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.